This week's episode of Wisdom Point is brought to you by the Institute for Redefining Wealth, where every month we help you redefine wealth using our unique framework for financial wellness. We'll be your accountability partner, providing clear success paths, resources, and motivation to keep you on track as you work toward your professional and financial goals. And for a limited time, you can still start your first month at $20.24 as a founding member. For more details, visit redefiningwealth.institute. That's redefiningwealth.institute. So for this week's Wisdom Point, I wanted to bridge the gap between the fit pillar and the people pillar, because what you'll notice is there is always definitely an intersection between the pillars. There's no way to work on these in silo. It's just impossible. And one of the things that I've learned is the way that I think about my relationships with people impact the actual relationship with people. I don't know about you, but I was one of the people who was raised to believe that people did not want to help, that you needed to do everything on your own. And if you wanted something to be done correctly, you had to do it yourself. And if you wanted to really see a vision come to pass, you needed to keep it to yourself and work on it by yourself. And I have since learned that that is just absolutely not true. In order to create greatness, you cannot be kept in isolation. And the truth is, people want to support you. Well, I got that lesson again most recently as we have launched the Redefining Wealth app, as you know by now. And the messages that I'm just getting about, man, I remember when we were on Slack or when we were on Facebook or when you launched a Patreon. And it just reminds me that at every step, every time I have said yes out of obedience, it has not only unlocked blessings for me, but it has unlocked blessings for the people that I serve. And I wanted to bring this up today because I think sometimes we have a habit of letting our thoughts run wild, and the idea that people don't want to support and don't want to be a part of what we're doing block us and block them. So this week we're talking about don't block blessings. And I wanted to share a snippet of an episode from 2018. It's back when I first launched Patreon, and the episode is called People Want to Support You. Take a listen to this. I love it. I want to be a catalyst for other people's breakthroughs. God knows this is my heart. Super excited. And then, And then the little girl who struggled with rejection in different forms at different points in childhood kicked in and had that thought that said, what if no one shows up to the party? What if they don't get it? Like, what if they don't even get what you're trying to do? Or what if they're fine with keeping an arm's length distance? Because you're a lot. What if they just want to listen? They're not really trying to like put things into any kind of practice with you. They don't actually want to engage with you more intimately. The little girl kicked in. And I would be lying if I was like, yes, I just knew that it was going to be. No. I have a vision for it, right? I always say I'm committed to the vision. I'm not attached to how I get there. But I also realize that I'm not always in complete control of those old, nagging, unsupportive beliefs that raise up every time I want to do something new, or every time I want to stretch past my comfort zone, or every time I put myself in a place to say, hey, I need support. I need help. Has that ever held you back from launching something? Has that ever stopped you from attending a networking event where you knew your ideal clients were? Has it ever held you back from trying something new? Has it held you back from applying for the new job or asking for the raise or going for the promotion? If you have nagging thoughts that hold you back in different ways, then I needed you to know that I have those same thoughts. Those same things, types of things come up. That massive case of the what ifs. Oh, those what ifs will run you into the ground. The what if this, what if that, what if this, that, and the other. But what I share with you all the time is that we get to stand in the power of what is. And I'm so grateful that my what is kicked in. because the what is reminded me that I do my best, and Lord knows I do my best, to create great value each week for many people who I may never see, never have an interaction with. My what is reminded me that it's not my job to force people to do anything. It's my job to make something available and give them the opportunity to choose powerfully. The what is that there really are other people out there who yearn for the type of community and accountability that I yearn for. There are a lot of what is that far supersede the what ifs. And I gave myself permission to move forward in spite of those stories in my head, in spite of those old nagging thoughts that just want to creep up from time to time and stop progress. And so because I did that, I found myself in the direct messages on Patreon chatting with several of our new purpose chasers. And I wanted to share with you briefly some of the feedback. Because that is what really became the catalyst for me stopping everything I was doing and recording this episode. First of all, Kathy said, following your pillars have really helped me get clarity so I can focus on what's important, have a space that allows my creativity to flow, and maintain my health emotionally and physically. I am more than happy to support you as you have supported me this last year. I can't wait to see what levels we're all going to rise to next. And then Maritza said, it is an honor to be able to sow into what you are doing. In my prayer time, I told God I wanted to sow a seed into your life because you have been such a blessing to my life. I didn't know how much, and then I received this invitation yesterday to partner with you, and I knew God was answering my prayer after seeking him about this. Y'all, I wanted to share those because I thought about all the potential what ifs that could have held me back and have definitely helped me back several times in my life. And hearing this feedback from them made me realize not only would I be missing out on the support that I need, but I would have been getting in the way or blocking other people who genuinely want to be a blessing and want to sow into this ministry, this podcast, this platform. And I would have been preventing myself and them from just being able to, I'm trying to figure out the right way to say it, but I remember when my granny used to say, don't block people's blessings. Like when someone wants to give you something, you don't tell them no, thank you, or no, that's okay, because you're going to block their blessing. They genuinely want to be a blessing. And so I was channeling my granny and I was thinking about this and I'm like, I would have been blocking Kathy's blessing. I would have been blocking Maritza's blessing, being in my own feelings, being in my own head about what I think saying I need support means to other people. It's so crazy to listen back to something from 5 years ago, over 5 years ago, 6 years ago now, and recognize that, yeah, the same what ifs come up, the same fears come up, but doubt doesn't mean don't do it. We do it anyway, understanding that if we don't, not only could we be blocking our own blessings, we could really be blocking something that someone in our ideal audience was praying for, that people that we say we want to serve and support were praying for. Like, we have a duty and responsibility to get beyond it, not just for us, but for those that we're called to. And so my question for you today, as you think about this wisdom point, is what have you been holding on to? What have you been hoarding? What do you need to release in order to be a blessing to not just yourself, but to the people you're called to serve? I would love for you to answer that question in the Redefining Wealth app. We'll be talking about that for this next week. And get ready, because this Thursday we're going into People Pillar and our theme for February is Stop People Pleasing. I'm super excited about the download that we have for you to work through your people pleasing. It'll be in the Redefining Wealth app all of February. So stay tuned. Get ready. It's going to be a great month. Until then, you've been listening to Wisdom Point with Patrice Washington.